Okay, we're back. And we have a guest, Tess Parker from Common Hands Farms, correct?
Yes, Common Hands.
And you're here to tell us about the second year of the Wednesday afternoon farmer's market.
Yes, it is still fairly new. So we're the Upstreet Market.
Upstreet.
Yeah, it's kind of a little play on words. It's good. So every Wednesday from 4 to 7 in the park starting next week.
Right across the street from our studio in 7th Street Park.
Yep.
Yeah, we can see it from here.
And is it going to be just like last year? You got more people, fewer people represented?
Yeah, we're kind of, we're really actually consolidating a bit to focus more on the food. And really bringing a lot of food producers. And we had a tendency to have more crafts at one point, and we're really trying to focus back on bringing food, because that's the crux of why we started the market, is because Hudson had few options, you know, and to go and get food in the middle of the week, especially. Mm-hmm. Especially if you don't have a car.
Right.
And yeah.
Especially farm produced
food. Yeah, farm. Farm fresh food. So,
but I know Ellen always would get a craving for some kind of craft during the middle of the week.
Well, we will be featuring. We'll be craving for craft. We'll be featuring different crafters throughout, actually. But we find that it's more, you know, potent for them to have kind of a few weeks instead of coming mm-hmm. each week.
Yeah.
I find the market really handy because I go to the farmer's market on Saturday. And somehow I run out of things, and so Wednesday is just right.
Yeah, definitely.
Go
and that
stock
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're wanting that fresh food, it's just you need to restock in the middle of the week. Yeah.
Tell us about your
if you go away on the weekend, that's another big thing.
Right.
Tell us about your farm. Your farm is well represented there.
Yep,
generally.
Common Hands Farm.
And how many years has it been in existence?
So we have been, this is our sixth season, mm-hmm. And many people may be a bit confused, actually, because we've moved our farm. So we were pretty visible there on 23B mm-hmm. for those years that we were leasing land there. And now we've actually, in order to just gain more space and have a bigger more land to use, we've moved to Ghent, just outside of Philmont. So, we're really excited to be there.
I was surprised to hear that news because I passed you all the time going out to Claverick.
Yeah, moving a farm is no joke. It was a tough move. You gotta not just physically, but you know, mentally, emotionally.
So, did you expand what you grow in terms of?
We're just gonna have more capacity to do better crop rotations. We'll probably be able to just do larger. You know, having space to do large crops of potatoes, onions, different roots, winter squash. We always had to sort of use supplementary land before, and now we can kind of have it all together. So.
And do you have a CSA?
We do, yeah. And part of our CSA is the pickup is in Hudson at the Upstreet Market.
Yeah. Wednesdays.
Yep, on Wednesdays. And you can, it's a market style CSA. You can choose your items from what we have harvested that week. There's usually a large variety represented. And so there's three sizes of our share, and you can choose, you know, the size you want, however much you want to eat that week. And pick up Wednesday, 4 to 7 p.m.
So are there new farms represented at the Upstreet Market?
So there will be 10 Barn Farm. They've been there since the beginning. Then we'll have Highland Farms, which is a... they do kind of specialty meats. They do venison and bison, and sometimes they'll have, you know, ostrich eggs. And so they do kind of specialty meats. We'll have Schober Farms, which is grass-fed beef. We'll also have some prepared foods. Magdalena's Mexican food will mm-hmm. be there, which is always nice to be able to get dinner while you're shopping.
Is she from Valencia?
Yep, they're in Valencia. They may be opening a store in Chatham, I believe, as well. So so they're always very popular. I can't stop eating the nachos every week when I'm there. We'll also have a bread vendor who does biodynamic bread with wheat that he grows. And Darcy Butters is going to be new this year. She does kind of specialty butters and spreads with seasonal herbs and spices.
Was she there last year handing out samples? Seem to remember somebody that had that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but samples. I don't know. Maybe the raw food samples.
Oh, so. It could have been.
Yeah, but and then we'll also have Gina's Kitchen with empanadas and other prepared foods that it's handy to have her cook you some stuff that you can eat for lunch for the next day, or so kind of. And all organic ingredients with that. And we're actually still looking for a baker for we have bread, but you know, different kinds of sweet treats and baked goods. So if anyone out there is interested,
you could have a sideline going.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
Sure.
I can't bake.
Oh, I thought maybe you could.
No, I don't know how to bake.
Okay.
Besides, you have to get a proper, you know, you got to get a proper oven and all that kind of stuff, right? Don't you have to have an approved,
right.
I mean,
sure.
To be, yeah, you have to have a license.
Yeah.
We're really excited. And so the market will run through October, starting next
week.
Great.
Yeah.
So two a week we have here now. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I go through my greens very quickly, Ellen, as you know. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love my greens. Do you have any arugula?
Oh, yeah, we got some.
You have the long kind? I like
long. Like the, yeah, I know what you mean.
Everybody likes growing these baby
ours
things.
Ours are, yeah.
The baby's fine.
And it's
but
spicier. It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
I like that.
More peppery.
Pepperier. Yeah, we grow peppercress, too, which is a really, it's kind of like arugula, but sweeter. And that's a really good green to put in the salads. Yeah.
So how big is an ostrich egg?
Oh, bigger than a softball, I think.
As big as a football?
And what do you do? What are they good for?
I think the equivalent is like 20 eggs in an ostrich egg.
I've heard that the bigger eggs are good for baking. Is that true?
I don't know. I would just
be hard to measure, it seems to me, if you didn't need 20 eggs.
Right.
Well, last year,
you could make a big frittata.
There you go. Last year at my CSA, I got quail eggs. And, you know, it sounds great. I love them when they're served to me.
Yeah.
But preparing them myself was a real pain.
Did you overcook them?
No. At one point I tried to, fry them.
You know,
it's like
fry?
It's
like a miniature dollhouse.
It's like a dollhouse. Exactly. It's like doing dollhouse eggs. It's like, what am I doing?
They're just pretty to look at.
They are pretty to look at.
Poach, right?
That's the thing to do is either, poach or.
But then it's just, you just pop it in your mouth.
Right. Oh, they're good though. And my late friend Dan, Dabba Dan, told me the best thing to do is when you're poaching them or fermenting them, put in a beet so they get a really cool color and a slight beet.
So they're like a little pink quail egg.
That's what he used to serve at his restaurant.
Yummy.
Little pink quail eggs.
Hmm.
Delicious. But it didn't work out for me because I didn't, you know, it was just too much work.
Yeah.
So, and as if cracking each one wasn't too much. That was so ridiculous. It looks so cute, you know, like a little play house.
Well, this is maybe a very silly question, but how many yolks are in one ostrich egg? Is it just one yolk?
Just the one, yeah. Unless it's a double.
Sometimes, sometimes eggs have double yolks.
I'm definitely not an expert on ostriches.
Why did this come up? You're obsessed with
that?
Because
she said that somebody was going to sell the Highland Farm.
Oh, they actually have ostrich eggs. Okay.
I've seen duck eggs, too. They're pretty big.
Those are delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, I got those at my CSA last year, too.
You did?
Yeah, I wasn't really thrilled with them. They're big. They're bigger.
So you could have an omelet
or
something with one egg.
This Highland Farms, were they there last year?
Yes.
Okay, so they're ones, they actually package a lot of their meats.
Yeah, they do. They have, jerkies. And
yeah, I had that jerky. It was fantastic. And,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think I had some boar meat, perhaps, from there. I can't remember. Something interesting. Love boar meat.
Hmm.
Like a boar ragu.
I've never had boar.
Really?
Right.
I haven't either.
You make sort of a brown sauce boar ragu and you serve it with pappardelle noodles, you know, the thicker, the wider. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Delicious.
Mm. Bison? Do you eat bison?
Why not?
Well, I'm not questioning. I'm just curious to know.
Sure. Cat, dog, that anything.
Mystery meat. You know that mystery meat in the back of my freezer?
I ate horse when I was in Spain once. It's kind of yuck. Stringy.
Oh, maybe we should change the subject.
Oh. Sorry, Alan.
Yeah, I hope we're getting everyone excited about eating meat right now.
I've had that beef, too. That's Lori C. You, was the person who would do that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That beef was really good.
Yep.
Mm. So do you have a bigger crew at the farm now? Or about the same?
About the same size. We're just needing to do it all more efficiently, kind of the move and the planting and everything. It's just been a tough transition, but ultimately we're so excited to be on the land we're on. And yeah, it's been kind of a wonky spring in some regards. But
so does this group stay together in the winter?
Do you disperse?
Don't you have like a communal hippie crash pad in town?
Oh, that infamous, that is no longer our homestead. Okay. But we do rent a house for our farm crew in Philmont. So
smart.
They have a new hippie farm.
That's smart. Cheaper out there anyway.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ellen, what?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. you went every Wednesday, I recall.
Most Wednesdays.
Most
yes,
Wednesdays.
I did. And you?
I tried to. Mm. I tried to. I would forget sometimes.
Yeah.
But I also liked the fact that there was prepared food there because somehow in the middle of the week, I'm tired of cooking.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice little relaxing kind of community event in the middle of the week. You don't have to. It's not a big event, but you can go and see people you know and eat some good food and the sun and the fountain, and it's a really lovely experience. And just I think the park is just, you know, it's any way we can utilize it is a great.
Do you set up at the thing. Saturday food farmer's market also?
No, we're not there. Actually, we're at two other locations on Saturday in Hillsdale and Ossining. So
Ossining, that's
Hillsdale sounds like a really good market.
I love the Hillsdale Market, so shout out to them right now, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great space because it's in this beautiful barn in a park, and they've got a great thing going on there, and yeah.
That's what we need, Ellen.
A barn?
And part of our future planning for the city of Hudson.
Yeah.
A space, you know, that's covered.
What do they call it? They have it at the Polish Federation of
I know what you're
the
referring
Federation
to.
Yeah.
Of
the
Polish hunters or fishermen. Yeah,
I don't know what you call that space.
Anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
It's called a pavilion.
Pavilion, there you go.
Oh, pavilion.
With open sides.
Open sides, but a covered on top.
Yeah. There's a lot of great spaces in Hudson, but yeah.
So.
Not all are utilized.
Ellen?
Yes. Do we have any other questions? Or do you have anything that you...
Let's see. Well, if anyone wants to get in touch about being a vendor at the market, there's you can upstreetmarket@gmail.com is the way to reach us.
Upstreetmarket@gmail.com.
And also, we have a Facebook page if you want to stay in the loop.
Upstreet Market or Common Hands or both?
Both, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and Common Hands has our website. If you want to sign up for a CSA, is commonhandscsa.com.
So how did you get into farming?
Well, it kind of started in college. Yeah, we had a farm at the school, and my friends and I...
Really? Where was this?
This is at Wesleyan.
Uh-huh.
I think it's since grown more university funding since then. But it I didn't know it would be my sort of, you know, path, but once I did it, I couldn't stop.
Somehow I doubt they have agricultural courses there.
Yeah, I didn't study I didn't study it there. It was more I got into it through sort of cultural and also just practice and gardening and, and that. And then when I moved to this area to farm and met my partner, and we started the farm together. So it just kind of took off from there.
That's brave.
This is the place to farm, yeah. I think, if you're gonna. And there's a lot of resources and
support.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah. There's a lot of resources and support and increases all the time, it seems.
I can't imagine.
Even for small farms. I mean,
doing this without all of our community and of other farmers doing similar work. I really can't imagine doing it without them.
And there are a number of projects around where people are trying to take surplus produce and make sure it gets into the hands of people
gleaning,
who need it.
Yeah,
the gleaning movement. And who was the
Berman, and what was that group called? I forget.
I don't remember the name either, but
Audrey and some other young woman.
Shoot, I really need it's actually slipping my mind, but we're working with them.
Oh, okay. So they'll glean from you?
I feel sad that I'm forgetting the name right now. I'm sorry.
Did they get their truck? Do you know?
I don't know.
That was their big fundraising thing, was to get a truck. Yeah. They apparently have cold storage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But it is a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're also growing food for the Victory Bus Project this year.
Which is?
Which we were doing last year. Jalal Sabor has project where he's bringing, providing transport for folks in the city to go upstate to see their family members in prisons.
Oh, right.
When funding was cut for transportation, he really filled that need, and also providing a CSA share sort of for the same cost of the trip. So it kind of is also bringing sort of food justice awareness to prison justice awareness, and in a very nice marriage of, it's a great, great project. So we're supplying CSA shares for that, for Jalal. So many great initiatives going on.
Yeah. Hard to keep track of them all.
I know.
What do you grow in your garden, Ellen?
I don't have a garden. I have animals that like
you
to
feed.
Eat a garden.
My wife dreams of raised beds in our backyard.
Raised beds?
Yeah.
Dreams of raised beds.
That would be nice.
I dream of a pool. I think
you
she'll
have both. You have a big backyard.
I think she'll win. Anyway, we've been talking to Tess Parker of Common Hands Farm, and she is the force behind the Upstreet Market back this year from last year.
On Wednesdays
from 4 to 7?
4 to 7.
4 to 7. And there'll be 10-plus vendors?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And good luck. It's great.
Yeah,
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Everyone come on out next week.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in, Tess.
Thank you.
Thanks.